Hello everyone, and we trust you're doing good. Welcome to Save For Real Optimal Life Podcast. Today I am Bimbo Ilori, and today we're looking at a topic titled Revolt. Now, this is not some form of civil unrest or revolution. It's simply looking into the Word of God, particularly in 2 Kings chapter 18 from verses 1 to 7. And we're looking at the life of the king of Judah, Hezekiah, and how we can take some lessons and principles therein. In verse 7, the Bible says, Hezekiah prospered in all that he did. God was with him, and he was successful. And the concluding part of the scripture says, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and refused to serve him. This is interesting. And looking at the preceding verses, what led to that? The Bible says he removed the images that were built up for worship, idolatry worship, and he cleansed the land, he cut off the groves, and God was pleasing with him. And the Bible records that he was pleasing to God, even in verse 7. Now, how does that relate to you? The tribute in the times of Hezekiah might not be the same today, but tribute is whatever it is. It could be a fear of sort, anything that is keeping you in some form of bondage, subjecting you to pay a price that you should not be paying. The Bible says it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. And what happened? When you come to that realization that God is with you in all that you do, and you have come to that knowledge and consciousness, by the finished work of Calvary, you are able to cut off and remove the things that will defile. Then it is time to revolt against every servitude. Because the Bible says, the enemy shall not exact over you, neither shall the son of wickedness afflict you. Enough is enough, and God is enough for you. I love that song that says, we're no longer slaves to fear, but we are children of God. And so we want to challenge you, if there is anything in your life that is still keeping you under servitude, making you to pay a price that is not supposed to be paid, then it's time to revolt. And you will see that God is going to back that decision. In subsequent verses, we'll look into in another podcast. Until we come your way again, we want to encourage you, stand your ground and enjoy the liberty that Christ has made available for you. Bye for now.